السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخنا، أحسن الله إليكم.
لكم أبا يوسف حاوي.
الحمد لله بالخير.
Can we proceed?
نعم يا شيخنا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. إن continuation of our book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari Rahimahullah Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail. We have been on the discussions about At-Tamaduh, going beyond limits in terms of praising a Muslim, and going beyond bounds in it. Praising a Muslim and going beyond bound regarding the praise or showing approval would come from about three angles, as we have repeatedly mentioned to us in class. From the first of them is that being saying about the individual what he does not have, ascribing to him things that he did not do, traits that are not of him, mentioning him to be of them. This would amount to nothing but telling lies. So this is wrong. Likewise, repeatedly, when praising the individual becomes repeated, he is praised and praised and praised and praised, even though the traits may be in him. Doing that repeatedly may throw him off balance. The third thing is, if the person is not strong enough in his deen, he is not a person that is strong enough such that even praising him can lead him to self-amazement and arrogance. Islam prohibits us from praising the individual. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present when someone was praised, and he said alayhi salatu wa salam, "Wayhak, why have you fallen into this kind of an error? Qata'ta unuqa sahibik, you have broken the neck of your brother." In other reports, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Qata'tum Zahar of Rajul, you have cut, you have broken the back of your brother." Omar radiallahu anhu was also stand radiallahu anhu against the person he saw praising the brother. But we also mentioned that this is not to say that pouring encomium and making expressions of approval regarding a person who did something well, who, when we give such statements of praise and approval to him, rather than bring him down, it will be a means of encouraging him to do better. It will be a means of encouraging others like him to also do well. There are circumstances where, when we praise the person, when we pour encomium on him for doing something well, whether for saying something well or for a particular trait of his, it will encourage him to strive to do better. It will also encourage others like him in the circumstance to also do better. Then in such circumstances, praising the individual is encouraged. Praising the individual is encouraged. If in some circumstances it's so necessary, it may even be obligatory to have to praise the individual. And that was the explanation we had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam praising his companions radiallahu anhum. We have statements of praise and encomium from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to the companions like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, like Umar radiallahu anhu, like Uthman ibn Affan, Abu Amr radiallahu anhum. We also have words of praise for Ali ibn Abi Talib, the 10 al-Asharatul Mubasharun, who are giving glad tidings of Al-Jannah. We had several words of praise for the companions radiallahu anhum. And that is because these are people of sound iman. These are people well grounded in their deen. These are people who went crazy, did better. They were even more fearful, as we had explained in the last class. From the last class also, we read the chapter where Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, made us understand that the sunnah regarding praise singers, those who go beyond limits, praising the people, al-Maddahun. Al-Imam al-Bukhari brought a chapter heading where he said, rahimahullah, babun yuhsa fi wujuh al-Maddahin. Yuhsa fi wujuh al-Maddahin. The chapter regarding the fact that what we should do to Maddahun, those who praise the people all the time, who come back to them, is to pour dust on their faces. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah with him and with his companions is that if a person becomes a Maddah, Al-Imam al-Khattabi explained who the Maddah is, and that is what we in simple language interprets to mean the praise singer. He said, rahimahullah, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَدْحَ النَّاسِ عَادَةً الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَدْحَ
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah Rahman. What was the last thing that was heard?
Those people that turn the madhi of nas. Al-lazina
ittakhazu madha nasi adatan.
Adatan.
Those who take praising people for a custom, their job is to praise the people. وجعلوه بضاعة يستعجلون به الممدوح ويفتنونه. They take it for a job. يستعجلون به الممدوح. They will want to use it to obtain food. Like the job of a man. Take something from him. They want to take something. They want to obtain food. They want to use it as a means of eating. They just want to obtain something to eat from the person they are praising. وَيُفْتِنُونَهُ بِهِ. And they bring fitna to him because of that praise. The Imam al-Khattabi went on to say, فَأَمَّا مَنْ مَدَحَ الرَّجُلَ عَلَى الْفِئِلِ الْحَسَنِ. But as for a person who praises a person, he praises the other person, عَلَى الْفِئِلِ الْحَسَنِ, because that له ولأمثاله, and by way of encouraging him and people like him, وتحريضا للناس على الاقتداء به, and by way of encouraging the rest of the people to follow him and behave like him, في المشابهة, by way of وتحريضا للناس على الاقتداء به, they want to use it to encourage others so that they can behave like him. He says, فَلَيْسَ بِمَدَّاحٍ, the one who praises someone, عَلَى الْفِئِلِ الْحَسَنِ تَرْضِيبًا لَهُ, he praises him because the person did a good job, by way of encouraging him, وَأَمْثَالِهِ, and encouraging the like of him, وَتَحْرِيضًا لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى الْإِبْتِدَاءِ بِهِ, and by way of agitating the people so that they too can do like that. One who does this is not Madah, but the Madah is the one who ittakhadha madha nasi adatan. For him, that's a job. So whether it is necessary or not, he praises the people. Whether it is required or not, he is praising you. Whether he finds those traits with you or not, he's praising you. And whether it may affect you and destroy your deen as an individual, he does not care. Why? All he wants from praising the individual is just to obtain something from him. Sheikh Hussein Al-Awaisha, one of the students of Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah, for over 20 years, he cited a statement about the evils of excessively praising a person. And that comes from the Madah. The Madah is the one who praises the people to eat from it. That's his job. This kind of a job, the scholars say, الْمَدْحِ سِتْتُ آفَاتٍ, when you begin to praise a person, you praise him, سِتْتُ آفَاتٍ, there are six dangerous things that can happen from being excessive and repetitive in praising a person. It says, أَرْبَعٌ عَلَى الْمَادِ, for four of these things, four of these dangers, four of these evils will come on the person who is actually praising you, that you are praising someone else. You take praising as a job. Your job is praise singing. Four things will happen to you when you begin to indulge in this dangerous practice. Why? It says, Hafizahullah, وإثنان على الماضح على الممدوح. He said, أربع على الماضح, four of these things will happen to the one who is praising. واثنتان على الممدوح, and the two others will come against the person you are praising. So the person who is praising, he has four problems he will fall into. The other person who is praised, he has two problems he would fall into. What are those four things that Al-Madih will fall into? He said, أَمَّا الْمَادِحُ فَقَدْ يُفْرِطُ فِيهِ, the one who is praising a person could go beyond limits in the praise. فَيَذْكُرُهُ بِمَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ كَذَّابًا, so he will now mention the individual with traits that he does not have. فَيَكُونُ كَذَّابًا, and by that he becomes a liar. The first danger in praising people is that God تَذْكُرُ مَا لَيْسَ فِي الْمَمْدُوحِ, it is possible that you begin to mention things that the person you are praising does not have those things. فَتَكُونُ كَذَّابًا, and by that you become a liar. So the first danger that a person praising them could fall into is that he could become kazzab, he could become a liar. The second problem regarding you who praise people is that قَدْ يَظْهَرُ فِيهِ الْحُبْ مَا لَا يَعْتَقِدُهُ وَيَكُونُ مُنَافِقًا, قد يظهر فيه من الحب ما لا يعتقده فيكون منافقا. He could show love to the person that he is praising. When you praise people, they would think that you love them. Unfortunately, that love that you apparently show may not be in your mind regarding the person that you are praising. So the person praising now becomes munafiq. How? He has yakulu, yakulun, like Allah said, yakuluna bi afwahihim ma laysa fi qulubihim. They say upon their mouths what they do not have in their hearts. So the danger of praising people is that when you praise them, you can become a munafiq. How? You'll be showing them the love that does not occur in your mind. فَتَكُونُ مُنَافِقًا لِذَلِكَ. And by that, you'll be becoming a munafiq. One of the major jobs of munafiqun is that Allah told us in the Quran, يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. So the second danger that the person who praises people, praises them, praise people, the second danger that he can fall into is nifaq. The first one is what? Al-kadhib. An yakuna kadhaba. And the second problem Mr. Praise Singer can fall into easily is what? Al-nifaq. The third problem that the person who praises people all the time, madah. The third problem that he could fall into is that قَدْ يَقُولُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَسْتَحِبْكُهُ فَيَكُونُ مُجَازِفًا. قَدْ يَقُولُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَسْتَحِبْكُهُ. The ulama say the third problem that the person who praises people can fall into is that يَقُولُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَسْتَحِبْكُهُ. He could say to that person that he is praising. He could say to a person that he is praising, مَا لَا يَسْتَحِبْكُهُ. He could say to him what the person does not deserve. The person may not deserve to be praised for what you are praising him for. You can now begin to say that regarding him. فَيَكُونُ مُجَازِفًا. And by that, you become an extremist. You go beyond limits. Someone who goes beyond limits. The first trial of Mr. Praiser is that he could fall into becoming a kazab. The second trial of the one who praises people is that he can become munafiq. The third trial of the one who praises people, he can become mujazif, could become an extremist. وَقَدْ يَفْرَحُ الْمَمْدُوحُ بِهِ وَرُبَّمَا كَانَ ظَالِمًا فَيَعْصِي بِإِدْخَالِ السُّرُورِ عَلَيْهِ. يعني على الممدوح. قَدْ يَفْرَحُ الْمَمْدُوحُ بِهِ. The first trouble that the one who is praising people are praising people. That's his job. He has no job than praise people. And all that he needs from that is just to collect something from them, collect their money, seek a favor. And then he begins to praise them. وَقَدْ يَفْرَحُ الْمَمْدُوحُ بِهِ. That person you are praising will become overwhelmed because of those your praises. وَرُبَّمَا كَانَ ظَالِمًا. And that person you are praising may be an evildoer. He may be a sinful person. He may be a person who opposes the religion, Islam. He may be upon particular sins that are clear and known to the people. قَدْ يَكُونُ ظَالِمًا. The person could be a zalim. فَيَعْصِي. So the one who praises the people would now become a sinful person. Why? لِإِدْخَالِ السُّرُورِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِ. Because he now makes the person who is a zalim, who is a fasik, who is a perhaps a kafir, mushrik, who hates Islam, you begin to praise him and sing his praise. when you begin to do that, he begins to be happy over what he is doing. So because you are praising him, you make him feel comfortable. And then he continues upon his evil. So the one who praises people has four problems. The first problem is that he could be kazab, he could easily become a liar. The second problem is that he could easily become a munafik. The third problem is that he could easily become an extremist. The fourth problem is that he could easily become a sinful person. How? By his making a sinful person become comfortable. The person you are praising could be a sinful person. You now begin to praise him. When you praise him, he becomes comfortable and arrogant upon his sinfulness. These are the four problems. The ulama say that il madhi sittu afat. There are six danger points. There are six trouble points regarding praising people. Arba'u ala madhi. All these points are regarding the person who is praising others. And those are they that we have mentioned. The first danger point is that ayyakuna kazzaba. He could become a liar. Why? How? By his mentioning regarding the person that he goes on to praise and praise and praise what is not of him. By that, he lies and becomes kazzab. وَقَدْ يَظْهَرُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْحُبِّ مَا لَا يَعْتَقِدُهُ فَيَكُونُ مُنَافِقًا. He could also be showing love. His praise of that person may imply love. The person may think, this person loves me. But really, in his heart, he hates him. He distastes him. Or the love is not even there for him. And that makes him become munafik. The third one is that يَقُولُ لَهُ مَا لَا يَسْتَحِقُهُ. He will be saying to the person something that he does not deserve. فَيَكُونُ مُجَازِفًا. And by that, he becomes a person who goes beyond limits. This is a bit different from telling a lie. You can tell a liar and say a person is humble when he's not humble. That is clear, telling a lie. You can say a person is the biggest scholar in the land while he's just a talibul ilm. This is al-qawlu. Lahu bima la yastahiqu. He does not deserve that. Yes, the person is learned in the land, but he's not the most learned person on the land. This is the kind of a difference between the first one and the third one. وَقَدْ يَفْرَحُ الْمَمْدُوحُ بِهِ وَرُبَّمَا كَانَ ظَالِمًا. The person you are praising could be a sinful person, could be a zani, zaniya, it could be mutabarrij, mutabarrija, could be so different kinds of persons. A person who cheats people, and then you are praising him. So you fall into ma'asiyah, you fall into sin and iniquity. How? Because you make a sinful person comfortable while praising him. So four problems, people who praise others, who take praising people as a job. These are the first problems, four problems that they would have. وَأَمَّا الْمَمْدُوحِ. As for the person who is praised, فَيُحْدِثُ فِيهِ كِبْرًا وَإِعْجَابًا. يُحْدِثُ فِيهِ كِبْرًا وَإِعْجَابًا. Praising him and praising him and praising him. يُحْدِثُ فِيهِ كِبْرًا. It will bring kibra. It will bring kibr, arrogance to him. وَإِعْجَابًا. And self-amazement, self-praise. Begins to see himself as better than all others. The second problem that he would have is وَقَدْ يَفْرَحُ فَيُفْسِدُ الْعَمَلِ. He may become overwhelmed by the good deed that he had done, and then he will destroy that good deed. He become overwhelmed by the good deed. فَيُفْسِدُ الْعَمَلِ. He now stops doing it. After all, I have done it all. So these are the two problems that the person you praise could fall into. So you see that the worst of it all comes with the one who is praising people. Be careful about praising your brothers. so that you do not break their backs, so that you do not kill their humility, their humbleness, so that you do not destroy their modesty. Be careful for the sake of Allah about praising your brothers. At the same time, don't be unfair to them when they deserve to be packed at the back. Don't be unfair to them, because that may also come from being unfair. Some of the people who are jealous of their brothers who do something good, they become jealous when people mention them with goodness, by way of encouraging people and making people like to do that same good deed, and even encouraging the person who did the good deed. There is nothing bad about that, as we have heard from the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, praising his companions. So if a person deserves to be praised and he is praised, we know that some of the people become jealous of that. They begin to have hasad for the person who is praised. And so they begin to, under the guise of, hey, don't praise me, hey, don't praise me. It becomes a trouble that someone who did well was told that he has done well. It is not wrong at all to do and raise the thumbs for a person who does well. If a person does well, state that he does well, if he deserves to be said, by way of encouraging him and encouraging others to do well too. There's nothing wrong about that at all. And like we said at the beginning of the class, it is even encouraged, and it may even be compulsory in some instances. Like in the instance when people praise evil people, you can by that praise the people of goodness. People can raise someone who is evil, well known to be evil, and they begin to praise him. Then you speak about those who do well in the community, not because you want to praise the individual, but because you want to show that there are still people upon the earth who are still upon goodness, so that will encourage others to say, oh, it means I can also be good. Imagine a situation where people begin to recant and say, oh, everybody's bad, everybody. I remember a case now, and I think it's very, very valuable. Where we lived when we were young, a boy, may Allah protect us, committed zina. Now the parents of the girl went to complain to the man, the father of the young boy. Now the father of the young boy now said, everybody is making zina, every young boy is making zina. The parents of the girl now said, no, our own children, we have young boys, they are not making zina. They are not doing evil at all. You know them too. So person is righteous, so person. So in by way of conflicting and refuting and dispraising that praise for zina, that everybody is doing, say, no, you know so person that they are righteous. And they are like in the age mate of that boy who had done that criminal act. So sometimes it may be compulsory to have to announce goodness. And that also happened during the battle of Uhud, when the Prophet was injured. The people of Kufur and Shirk began to announce that the Prophet was dead, by way of bringing weakness into the minds of the Muslims. The Prophet told the companions to begin to announce. So they began to announce in opposite of what they said. They were announcing that Muhammad has died, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he did not say that. Hey, Muhammad, hey, by way of bringing down the Muslims in their mind, the Prophet encouraged, alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions to say the opposite in praise of Allah, in praise of Islam. He mentioned that the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, was alive and was not dead. So in some of cases like this, it may even be compulsory to praise a person who does good deeds or the good deed that he does. But in that circumstance, you will find some of the people may also be jealous of that individual. So you should be careful so that he's not also killed with jealousy. Some of the people are so jealous. May Allah protect us. They don't like to see others do better than them. So they bring jealousy in these matters. So what is required is being balanced in it all. Be balanced and be considerate. Check the person, check the circumstance. And for whomever is praised to, don't forget, Abu Bakr and Siddiq gave us a dua that we all should pay attention to. Whenever he was praised, radiallahu anhu, he would say, Allahumma la tu'akhidni bima yaqulun, waghfirli ma la ya'lamun, وَجَعَلْنِي خَيْرًا مِمَّا يَزْمُونَ. So these are the issues we felt to push forward in the class today before we read the narrations. We had read in the last class the hadith of Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, where someone came from Iraq and they began to praise Uthman ibn Affan. Uthman ibn Affan is deserving of praise, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to praise him. He said, Ashaddu ummati hayaan Uthman, the one who is most modest in my ummah is Uthman. He praised him a lot, alayhi salatu wasalam, radiallahu anhu. So someone came and began to praise Uthman, but it appeared that the man went beyond bounds in praising Uthman, radiallahu anhu. The companion who was there, Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, Abu Ma'bad, radiallahu anhu, he began to pour dust. He would collect a handful of dust. He would pour it in the face of the person who was praising Uthman ibn Affan. And that was how some of the people came and began to go beyond limits in their praise for Ali ibn Abi Talib, until they referred to Ali as God. Do we know that there are some among the Shia who refer to Ali as Allah, as Allah's incarnate? There are some of them. Many of those people were killed. It was because they began to praise him. And as they praised Ali ibn Abi Talib beyond his status, the people were refuting them. No, he's not. Yes, he's a honorable person. Yes, he's a noble person. But he is not like this. We also understand that the same going beyond limits in praise brought Bani Israel to praise Isa alayhi salam beyond whom he was. They referred to him as Allah. So praise is very, very dangerous. Praising the people is very dangerous and could be destructive to the person who is praising and to the person that is being praised. So one of the things to do when a person becomes a madah, someone will know him, everybody knows him, wherever he goes, he's praising people, praise. Pack sand and pour it in his face. So when Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, radiallahu anhu, saw that the person was praising Uthman ibn Affan and was going beyond limits in that praise, he began to pour the dust on the face of that person. Then in the report in Sahih Muslim, it was said that it was Uthman who asked him, why are you pouring the man sand on his face? Ma sha'nuk, the one who asked Miqdad, was who? Uthman himself, radiallahu anhu. And then at that, Miqdad ibn al-Aswad Abu Ma'bad al-Kindi, radiallahu anhu, said, أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن نحفي في وجوه المداحين التراب. أمرنا رسول الله أن نحفي في وجوه المداحين التراب. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, Allah's Messenger, أمرنا أن نحفي في وجوه المداحين التراب. The Prophet has commanded us to pour dust. Nahfi is, you first of all pack it on the ground. Al-hasu is you pack it on the ground. You pack it on the ground and then you pour it on it. Or has you can have it, because this hasa is a verb that can come either as yahsu or what? Yahsi. Hasa can come as what? Yahsu or what? Yahsi. So what is mentioned in this report is Yahsi, not Yahsu, as we shall see in the report of Abdullah ibn Umar. So in some cases that word is used as Hasa, Yahsi, Hasyan, or we say Hasa, Yahsu, Haswan. So I hope that these basic issues in Surf is known. So here Abdullah ibn Umar said, Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, رضي الله عنه said, أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نحفي في وجوه المدحين. So I'll have you here is to pack the sand. You pack it and then you pour it. You pack the sand and then you do what? You pour it in the face of those who go about praising the people by way of seeking a means to livelihood. Their own means of livelihood is to do what? Praise people, praise people, praise people. So they tell lies. They can even come to me back. They can even be encouraging a simple person. They can, because their own is just praise anybody. Say about him whatever you think is sufficient for praise. So that is wrong. In the hadith that followed that, Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, that is hadith 340. He said, حدثنا موسى بن إسماعيل قال حدثنا حماد عن علي بن الحكم عن عطاء ابن أبي رباح أن رجلا كان يمدح رجلا عند ابن عمر فجعل ابن عمر يحصي التراب نحو فيه وقال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا رأيتم المداحين فاحصوا في وجوههم التراب إذا رأيتم المداحين فاحصوا في وجوههم التراب. Al-Imam al-Bukhari reports this hadith from his Shaykh Musa ibn Ismail al-Tabuzaki, rahimahullah, who is reporting from Al-Imam Hamad ibn Salama. And Hamad ibn Salama is reporting from his Shaykh Ali ibn al-Hakam al-Bunani. Ali ibn al-Hakam al-Bunani, Abu al-Hakam, rahimahullah. He is the one reporting from the eminent Tabi'i, Atta'u ibn Abi Rabah. Atta'u ibn Abi Rabah was a very, very learned person. So much that it used to be said that during the times of Hajj, sometimes people would ask Abdullah ibn Abbas a question, and he would direct them to meet Atta'u ibn Abi Rabah. Because Atta'u ibn Abi Rabah was a very knowledgeable person amongst the students of the companions. And Abdullah ibn Abbas is one of his students. Radiallahu anhu. So Atta'u ibn Abi Rabah said, Anna Rajulan Kana Yamdahu Rajulan in the Ibn Umar. Atta'u ibn Abi Rabah said, Rajulan Anna Rajulan. كان يمدح رجلا عند عبد الله بن عمر. One man began to praise another man عند عبد الله بن عمر, in the front before عبد الله بن عمر. Someone began to praise another person in front of عبد الله بن عمر. رضي الله عنهما فجعل ابن عمر يحصي التراب نحو فيه فجعل ابن عمر يحصي التراب نحو فيه that is نحو family. So Abdullah ibn Umar began to pack the sand for his face, pack the sand for his face, he packed the sand for his face. رضي الله عنه وقال. And then he said, رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah's Messenger said, إذا رأيتم المداحين, when you find the مداحين, we repeatedly explained who the مداح is, the one who took it for a job and a means of living. All he does is to do what? Praise people. Praise people, praise people. يَسْتَأْكِلُ بِهِ الْمَمْدُوحِ. All he wants to do is to make it a means of livelihood, a means of collecting money from the person that he is praising. This kind of an attitude is bad. We have mentioned four evils that Mr. Praiser will fall into. first one is that he is exposed to becoming a kazab. He is exposed to becoming a munafik. He is exposed to becoming a what? Mujazi. He is also exposed to becoming a person who is encouraging a person, another person, upon sin. So these are dangers for the person who praises. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمَدَّحِينَ فَحْسُوا فِي وُجُوهِهِمُ التُّرَبُ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمَدَّحِينَ فَحْسُوا فِي وُجُوهِهِمُ التُّرَبُ If you see, you come across, you find those people who praise others, فَحْسُوا pack sand and pour it where? On their faces. Pour it on their faces. فَحْسُوا فِي وُجُوهِهِمُ التُّرَبُ So when someone began to praise another person in front of Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله عنه, فجعل ابن عمر يحس التراب نحو فيه. Abdullah ibn Umar began to pour sand towards the mouth of that individual, as if to say, stop, stop, stop what you are doing. Stop what you are doing. Stop, stop what you are doing. And then he said, رضي الله عنه, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah's Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إذا رأيتم المداحين فحفوا في وجوههم التراب. When you find those who go about praising the people, فحفوا في وجوههم التراب. Pour them sand on their faces. Now, the next hadith, I think that hadith of Ibn Umar is clear. There are a number of companions who were on this. I tried to search the companions who were upon this. And I saw Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, the first hadith we read. There was also Abdullah ibn Umar, which is the hadith we have just read. There's also the hadith of Abu Huraira. That one occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. There is also the hadith of Zubair. That was also mentioned by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, Zubair ibn Awwam. These companions are upon the fact that whoever sees another person praising the next person, pack sand, boy on his face. There are some explanations by others amongst the scholars regarding this. Some say that the turab is stone the money to his face because as worthless as the sand is, likewise, the money. So put stone him, stone the money to his face. Throw the money onto his face disgracefully. Bring him disgrace by just stoning the money to his face. Some say the meaning of this report is that don't give him the money by way of disgracing him. They say this is the meaning of this. But the companions who brought this hadith, like Ibn Umar, like Miqdad, like Abu Huraira, like Zubair ibn Awwam, they are of the view that it is actually packing the sand and pouring on his face. And many others of the ulama say this is the meaning of this hadith. The Prophet said what he meant. It was not any kind of a metaphorical statement. It was a direct statement. And that was what was understood by the companions of the Allah. Another thing we can do, perhaps, is to say, explain to the people this evil, because it's a widespread evil, especially in our own times. I'm sorry to say, especially amongst politicians. Politicians even employ madahim, people who will be praising them. People will be killing them, because praising the individual is killing him. May Allah protect us. The next hadith, hadith 341, is a bit lengthy hadith. We have about 15 minutes to. I hope we can quickly go through this hadith so that we can start from the next chapter in the next class, or we can stop here so that we can take some questions. Come back to this hadith in the next class with the next hadith in the next chapter. I think we should be able to treat 341. And 342 in the next class. If we want to reach 341 now, it will make us be unnecessarily history, which is something that is despicable when we explain the religion. We can leave 3:41 to the next class tomorrow, then we take it with 3:42, inshallah, in our next class. So can we stop here today so that we can take a few questions within the time that we have? May Allah protect us from this evil trait of being a madah. The madah is the one who goes about seeking a means of livelihood. And the way to seek the means of livelihood is to be singing the praise of people. This is very, very, very dangerous. And the Prophet even told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith we had read earlier, that in kunta la buddha madihan, if you must even praise someone, what should you say? Akaza ahsibu. That is how I have seen him. Wallahu hasibuhu. Allah sees him more and has a better account of him. Wala uzaki alallahi ahada. And I'm not presenting anybody to Allah for praise. If you must praise a person, add this statement to it. If you must praise a person, add this statement to it. And don't be excessive. Don't also say about him or her what is not of her. Because this will come from the aspects of lies. And when you begin to do it so much, you are praising him all the time. He thinks that you love him. Unfortunately, you may not even love him. You are just praising him. And that comes from the aspects of what? In fact, hypocrisy. May Allah protect each and every one of us. So you can see, praise is a sword, not like a knife. A knife only has an edge with which you can cut. But as for praise, you can cut from both ends. It can be a means of goodness to that person you are praising. It can be a means of evil to that person you are praising. Praise can encourage someone to goodness. It can encourage others to be like him. Likewise, praise can kill the person that you are praising. We shall see that in the next hadith. Someone was observing our trip, and his friends started to praise him in front of the Prophet. The Prophet said, "La tusmi'u. Don't let him hear that you are praising him, so that you don't destroy him. Don't let him hear. Don't tell him. Because telling him will bring about self-amazement. But instead of praising him, why not make dua for him? May Allah increase him in goodness. May Allah pray for him. That one does not have a double edge like a sword. But when you begin to praise him and pour encomium on him, you can destroy his modesty. You can destroy his humility. At the same time, if praising him will bring goodness to him, if praising him will encourage him, if praising him will encourage others and bring positive results, then praise him. So you see, praising a person requires a lot of wisdom. It requires a lot of intelligence, emotional intelligence, so that you don't do it in the wrong place. When you do it in the wrong place, you get the wrong results. When you do it in the right place, you get the right result. So it's not as if praising the person is absolutely prohibited. No. Likewise, it's not as if not praising him is actually encouraged. Because not praising the individual in some cases may amount to no other than injustice. If it was a circumstance where he requires to be praised. Yes, we've mentioned some of the examples. So, for the sake of Allah, let us be very, very careful about praises. It is something that can bring goodness. It is also something that can bring evil to the individual that is praising and to the individual that is being praised. May Allah protect each and every one of us. And we have some questions addressed from Abu Yusuf and Abu Abdurrahman. There's a question here, I think it will be. Abu Yusuf. There's a question here that I think is useful, inshallah. Okay, I can't hear Abu Yusuf, but I have a few questions here. I hope that we all can hear me. The first question is that, is it okay for a wife to be continuously praising her husband in order to make him feel good and happy with her, there are guidelines regarding that. The first one, don't say about him what he did not do, so that you do not become a liar. If you say about him that, oh, my dear, beloved husband, and you know that he does not love you, you say, oh, my dear, sweet-smelling husband, and you know that the Abu is not sweet-smelling. So don't say about him what is not of him. Two, don't go beyond limits in those things that are in him. He has those that quality truly, but don't use expressions that go beyond the level of what he has. With giving an example, say your husband is a learned person. If he's a learned person, he's a learned person. But when you begin to say, in the entirety of this land, I don't know, I think there is nobody as learned as you are. There are many people more, far more learned than him. So don't praise him in the traits that he has, beyond what he has. I hope that it is clear. Your husband can be a medical doctor, maybe a surgeon, consultant surgeon. You now say, in the whole of this world, is there any person like a surgeon like you? Because he wants to praise. Yes, he's a surgeon. He has the knowledge of surgery. But it doesn't mean that in the entirety of the world, he's the best surgeon. Yes, that trait is in him, but not up to the level that you are praising him. The first one is to say something that is absolutely not in him. The second one is to take the one that he has beyond the limit that he is. The fourth one is, if that praise of your husband will make him become arrogant and self-amazed, it will lead him to al-kibir and al-ijab. Don't do it. You will destroy your husband. He will become arrogant towards you if it will lead him to self-praise, arrogance. Arrogance is looking down upon others. Self-praise is to see himself like there is nobody superior to everybody. There is nobody who can do what I have done. It's self-amazed. Don't you see what I am doing? No. Don't, if you know that this is a man who can be afflicted with this, don't. Well, if it's a person who struggles, he struggles to bring things home, say good words to him, pray for him. This is your struggle. We appreciate it. May Allah reward you. May Allah do this. The next day is encouraged. Like I said, there's always a thin line between the two. That's why I refer to praise as his word. It has two edges. So it depends on how wise the person is who is giving that praise. You have to really be wise. So that what you intend goodness from does not become a means of evil. You have to be wise. You have to study the situation. You have to study the person very well. It's not just about the wife and the husband. The same thing regarding the teacher and the student. Don't praise your student in such a way that he becomes lax. You are praising. You think, oh, I don't know. I have known it already. Don't do that. He begins to look down upon the rest of his colleagues. Maybe he's better in five subjects than others. And you praise him as if he's better in all the subjects. He will not be able to take points of benefit from others who are better than him in the rest of the subjects, and you destroy him. Even those subjects that is better than others, it is just a matter of time. Those others can come behind and surpass him. We have seen these kinds of things very well. Somebody who used to be praised in the class, they become beaten in the next set of exams because he rests on his oasis, He rests. He relax. And by the time he knows others who are coming behind, who have not been praised, but who have equal determination to attain the peak too, will come from behind and overrun him. You had brought him down because of the praise that you are praising him. So praising is a very, very dangerous thing. Likewise, it's a very, very beneficial thing. So it is dangerous when it is used wrongly and in the wrong place. And it is beneficial when it is used rightly and it is the right place. And like we explained during the class, it may even be compulsory in some circumstances. Like when people praise people of evil and evil, we have a duty to praise goodness and the people of goodness. There are a lot of examples in this in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. When people, you know, show some, during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, Sulh of Hudaybiyah, some of the non-Muslims came looking very big, arrogant, raising their shoulders and all of this. You could see how much respect, greater than they would do ordinarily, the companions showed to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the biggest of them, who was most arrogant of them, returned, and he was reporting to the people, say, I have seen people treating kings and rulers. I have not seen this kind of respect that Muhammad, his followers, show to him. I have not seen that kind of respect before. Those things from the hikmah in that is that it will project goodness and to project the good people of goodness. That is in the circumstance that people are projecting evil and the people of evil. We have a duty to do the opposite. Of course, also within limits. Don't say regarding that goodness what is not of it, so that you do not fall into telling a lie. But you can encourage that person in the circumstance. You can approve of his actions. You can pour a encomium on him in the circumstance. These rules are regarding every circumstance where we want to praise. I'm saying all of these so that we do not have to answer the questions a lot of times. How about when a student praises the teacher praises the student? How about when the wife praises her husband? How about, yes, but be careful in it, be balanced in it, and employ the general rules that we have mentioned regarding it. May Allah continue to guide each and every one of us.
Amen. Someone says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said lying is permissible between couples to increase love, or is this hadith regarding that not authentic?
He didn't say lying is permissible. That's the love in between the two of you and the man. He didn't say that, alayhi salatu wasallam. What he referred to as lie in that circumstance is something that is not absolutely true, but you can't call it something that is that contradicts the reality, because lying is something that absolutely contradicts the reality. Like a person is wearing a white shirt, they ask you, what is the color of that shirt? You say black. This is a lie. You don't have eye defects so that we can say, oh, your vision was blurred. No mental defect, so that we can say, oh, the person was not balanced. You are sane. Your eyes see clearly. There was proper illumination. No, there wasn't any reason why you should have to call a black shirt a white shirt. So when you do so, you say you have light, and that's a lie. So this is not the kind of thing that he has encouraged amongst spouses. Otherwise, marriage is based on falsehood. Islam does not say this. But the kind of thing that, oh, the wife wants, she wants 100 naira, for example. The wife wants 100 naira. And it is necessary that the 100 naira was brought home. So she comes to ask, where is the 100 naira? The husband doesn't have. He's only begging Allah to have. So you start saying that, inshallah, it will be brought to me soon. Inshallah, it will be brought to me soon. It will be brought to him just because he hopes in Allah, that Allah will provide him. It will be brought to him. Who is it who will bring it to him? He didn't say it. But the wife may understood, you know, women. The wife will understood from it that, in another 5 minutes, the person who will bring it will knock on the gate. So it appears. Because of their covetousness, may Allah bless our sisters and our women. If you tell a woman that it will come very soon, I'm waiting for it. It will come soon. Your hope is with Allah. You are waiting for it. Not that you have somebody outside coming on the way, bringing it. You are just waiting that Allah will show and save us on you. You have overspent your earning for that month. You are just waiting for a virtue that Allah will show on you.
So you say that to a woman, wallahi, 95% of women will take that. Yes, one brother will soon knock on your gate now and bring the money to you. While this statement is not clear-cut in response to what she has said, it is still within the limits of what the Sharia says we can say to our wives. I hope that this matter is clear.
No, I'm afraid
for
The other one says, what is the true position of Madihun Nabi in Islam?
Well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, madh is madhun nabi, praising the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. When the Prophet was alive alayhi salatu wasallam, when the mushrikun read poems to abuse the Prophet alayhi salam, Hassan ibn Thabit used to respond to them. Hassan ibn Thabit, he used to respond by way of defending the honor of the Messenger. And within the limits, Hassan ibn Thabit was not ascribing knowledge of the unseen to the Prophet. When the people said to the Messenger والسلام, that Masha Allahu was shit, the Prophet rejected it. Think if you wish, and Allah will say, Ataj'alani lillahi niddan, you want to bring me as an equal with Allah. So it means when Hassan ibn Thabit refuted the mushrikeen and praised the Prophet, he was not saying about the Prophet what the Prophet was not. He was not speaking about the Prophet what the Prophet was not. 95% of what people refer to as Madhul Nabi today include things that the Prophet was not, like claiming that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the knowledge of tomorrow, like claiming that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created from light. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Bashar, a human being. The Quran said, so, Kul innama ana basharun, not just Bashar. Mislukum. In fact, in some cases, he said himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, ansa kama tansaw. I forget things just like ordinary human beings too forget. So now they make the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a person who knows tomorrow. He said, I don't know tomorrow. Allah made him say that in the Quran. If I knew tomorrow, if I knew what will happen to me, la staktartu min al khayr. And no evil shall touch me. Wama masani yassu. No evil will touch me. Walau kuntu alamul ghaib. If I had known the unseen, lastaktartu min al khayr. I would have had goodness than everybody. But he was not. So in what they refer to as Madhul Nabi today, there are a lot of going beyond limits in that phrase. They praise Messenger. They become kazabu. They become liars. Why? They say about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what is not of him. Like saying that he has the knowledge of the future. Like saying that he has the knowledge of the unseen. Like saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created from Nur. Like say, and things like this. Like saying that the first thing Allah created was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many things they say are wrong. And then the Prophet himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, he cautioned us. He said, don't praise me as Bani Israel. They were praising Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, till they went beyond limits and began to refer to Isa, alayhi salam, as Allah. So don't go. But saying about the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the circumstance, perhaps that people say evil of him, and saying what he has, like saying that he's the best of human beings. He said that regarding himself. And when he said it, he was cautious. He also taught us to be cautious. He says, Ana, Sayyid, Waladi Adam, Wala Fakh. He's not, I'm not being arrogant, but I'm the leader of Banu Adam. So he said that, alayhi salatu wasalam. So you can say that. Allah said of him that, Wa innaka la'ala khulukin azim. You're upon high level of found character. You can say that about him. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yukhrijun nas min al-zulumati ila nur. Bihi. Allah removed the people from darknesses to the light using the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can say that. So what is of the Prophet? You can say Allah brought, he brought Noor. Yes, you can say that. He guided the people. Yes, Allah said, wa innaka la tahdi ila siratin mustaqim. You can say all of these. Say what the Prophet is enough for him as praise. He does not need to that people fabricate lies and ascribe those lies to him before he's praiseworthy. The Quran itself is a sufficient book that mentions the good qualities in pros and cons on the Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Is it not sufficient as a thing of praise that he was referred to as Abdullah in the Quran? In Surah Al-Isra, Allah said, Subhanallahi afra bi'abdi. His abd, Abdullah, the servant of Allah. So, but what the people now compile in Al-Burda and books like that. Some of us memorize this Burda so much, we almost finished the whole book when we're younger than this. So these things are wrong. They go beyond the limits in terms of praising the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They call him what he is not. They lie regarding him. So we should set it aside and maintain our balance. May Allah protect us all. I hope that's clear about you, sir.
No, Yashikana.
I mean, we have spent the time already. Can we stop that today?
No, Yashikana. Barakallahu fikum. Ahsanu alaykum.
Amin wa iyakum. Subhanakallah wa sallam. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.